Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Yutches and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, starring Halacha Dalet, a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Shloisha Achim Shnayim Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achayos Ve'Echad Mufne. Meaning, there are three brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters, but one of them is Mufne. Meaning, the one of them is not married to anyone. One of the husbands of the sisters, Reuven, died. And the Mufne, we'll call him Levi, the one who's not married to any sister, he does a mimer in the wife of Reuven, to the wife of the Reuven. Mimer is Kiddushin. Now the second brother, Shimon, dies. And the wife of Shimon is falling Yibum in front of Levi, who is somewhat related or connected to the wife of Reuven, who's the sister of the wife of Shimon, through a mimer. So meaning the mimer is a full Kenyan. And he already married the sister through the mimer. So the sister belongs to him. And this new Yevama will be Yitzim Shu Zachus Isher, Isha meaning the sister of a wife. Basil, the mimer does not make a full marriage. So therefore, there is another Yevama who's Kukatim. And he has this one who is Achus Kukas, so he can't marry. So he can't keep her. So he has to get her out. How do you get her out? He has to give a get in order to take away the mimer. He has to do a chalitza because the mimer did not do a full kinyan. And the new sister, the wife of Shimon, needs chalitza only. V'zoi sha'amru, on this they said, oilo al ishtoi, oilo al eshes ochiv. Meaning he missed out. He can't have not his wife and not his yevama. Says the Gemara, shloisha ochiv, shayim nusim shtei achai zechulei, quote from the Mishnah. V'cham oimrim, kera blozo ben arach. B'lozman Arach says Mimer is a full Kenyan. So you mean that once you did a Mimer, this woman is married to the Mufne, to Levi, and when the sister falls the Yibum, she cannot marry because she's Achus Isha. Says the Gemara, Yikir Ablozo Barach, Kirish Labalas Mimer, if he divorces the one who has a Mimer, Loite Tzricho Chalitzo. She should not be required Chalitzo because she's fully conduit to Levi. But Vama Rav Hila Bishra Blazor, Babla Hila Seni Rablazor, then Moide Bichamai Shim Girish Labas Maimer Shit Sikhim and Khalitzo. That Bichamai say that if he divorces her, he must do a Khalitzo as well. Shim Maimer is not fully a Kenyan. Elama may be old, Kab Shimon, Deb Shimon Oma, Maimer, Oi Koine, Oi Loi Koine. As we saw earlier, Shimon is not sure if Maimer works or not work. It may be working completely, maybe not. Says more, you keep Shimon. If they hold like a Shimon, one of Shach. Kono Maimer v'enachor of Klum. If Maimer does work, so then there's no need for anything else. I mean, there's no need for Chalitza. And we just said that according to Bet Shama, you do require Chalitza. And if you say Loi Kono Maimer, Lamali Ishto Yimoy Valas Teitzem Shuvachos Isho. If the Maimer is not Koine, so how can the Bet Shama say in the Mishnah that the second sister, the one, the wife of Shimon, goes out without Chalitza? Maybe Maimer is not Koine and she's requiring a Chalitza. Answers the Gemara, Shema Maimer de Bet Shammai, Kezikas Rab Shimon. Meaning the Pshat and Bet Shammai, as they hold Maimer, is the way Rab Shimon looks at Ziko. I'll die to the Rabbanan Tamon, as Rabbanan above will explain it. And now the Gemara says that the Loshon over here seems to be repetitive. But Kamad Rabbanan Tamon Amya, Maimer Koine Meshayer, Kerab Shimon Maimer Koine Meshayeris. Meaning they assume that Maimer is Koine Meshayer. There is a Kenyan. Maimer is a Kenyan. But not a full Kenyan. It's not a Sophic Kenyan. It's a Vada Kenyan, which is a Kenyan which is not full. So, and that's similar to what Rav Shimon holds by Ziko. The Ziko is a Kenyan, but not a full Kenyan. But what we have from Rav Shimon, the addition is, Rav Shimon Oimer in Ziko Nefez, the Mokab Ziko. Although Rav Shimon holds the Ziko is not a full Kenyan, but still, if you have a Ziko to one Yavama, the sister won't fall Libum. Because that semi Kenyan is good enough to push away the sister. So says the Gemara, Mudbeis, Kim Bichamay Armi Macho, and Ziko Nefelis Lamoka Maimer. Meaning, Bichamay agree the Maimer is not a Mustafa Kenyan, it's a Kenyan. It's not a full Kenyan. That's because it's not a full Kenyan. So if the husband wants to divorce the wife that he did a Maimer to, He's still required to do chalitza. But the sister won't fall to Yibum, the same way according to Shimon, Ein Zika falls into a semi-Zika. So if you have already a Zika, even though it's not full, another Zika won't be here. So here, once you have a Maimer, even though it's not a full marriage, according to Shimon, another Yivoma can't fall you. The other sister will not be falling to Yibum. Says the Gemara, Abiyudin Ba'i, so Abiyudin asks, according to this understanding, that even a semi-marriage pushes away the sister from Yibum, what happens in the following case? Kiddush isha me'achshav la'achir shloshim yom. Someone gave Kiddush to the woman, and said it won't be chaz, I mean, it's going to start today, but it won't be concluded until 30 days. So one understands, right now, it's in between. It's not a full Kiddushin, because it's not going to be chaz until 30 days, but it's the beginning of a Kiddushin. And now, within 30 days, a sister falls the Yibum. Even in this case, so in this case, B'chan will say the same thing. This semi-marriage, which is within the 30-day period, is somewhat of a marriage. And the sister won't fall the Yibum. The same with the Maimo, which is semi-marriage, pushes the sister from Yibum. Meaning there is not considered to be there's any Kiddushin. Kiddushin that start now and finish only in 30 days, that means it's not considered to be Kiddushin at all. And therefore, that doesn't push away the sister. When do we, Bichamai says it? When you have a Zika and you have a Maimer. You have a Zika though, and he did a Maimer, so there's a real marriage over here. It's not maybe full, but it's a real something real over here. That's when you say they push Zachos Isha, not Kiddushi that are waiting for 30 days. It says the Gemara, Vaido Amar Ravo B'Shir Rabbi Yochanan, I feel Kiddushi Me'a Tov Siba V'Loi Kebichamai. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you have 100 people, each one does gives a Kiddushi and says, Kiddushi start now and end in 30 days. So right now she's only semi-Mikudeshes to each one. So the Kiddushin of all are chal, because there's something Kiddushin that are here, but it's not strong enough to push away the second Kiddushin. So when person number one gives a Kiddushin, it's semi-Kiddushin. The person number two gives Kiddushin, it's still chal, because it's not a full Kiddushin, the first one. And so the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one, it could be 100 people giving her Kiddushin, mikama shloshim yoim. All 100 will be chal, should be mikudeshes to all 100 people. That's the Kiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. So that is not like B'chamai, because according to B'chamai, Mimonoshach, if there is a Kiddushin over here, so it will push away the second one. The same by Yavon pushes away the sister, so here the second one will not be Chal Kiddushin. The woman has Kiddushin. Ella might want to tell me there's no Kiddushin. So there's no Kiddushin, all 100 are not Kiddushin. Meaning, according to B'chamai, we just said Kiddushin Mikamach, Shloshim Yom, nothing happened. So you may have no Kiddushin or Chal. At the end of 30 days, you want the Kiddushin of all 100 to come, nothing's happening. It's all contradicting each other. Rabbi Yochanan clearly doesn't learn that way. He learns that every Kiddushin started something, so you can't take it away. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, how is the second Kiddushin Chal? That's not like B'chamai, because according to B'chamai, when you have semi-marriage, that will prevent another marriage from happening. You have three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, and the third one is married to another woman who's not a sister. So to keep the example clear, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rochel and Leah, and Levi is married to Shprinza. Meis echod mi baal achayus. Reuven dies. Ve'konos nosu nochris is ishter v'meis. Now Levi does yibum to Rochel, who's the wife of Reuven, and now Levi dies. So shnio yoitzi bishomas achos isho. So Rochel that Levi married second, she cannot do Yibum from Shimon because Shimon is married to Leah, the sister of Rachel. So she goes out because of Rachel's Ishto. Very Shoino, meaning Shprinzo was married to Levi before. She's Yaitzi Bishum Tzara also. She's the Tzara of Rachel. Also, B'mayim Evemeis, Nochis Chulatzav Lo Misa Behemes. Meaning, if Levi did a Maima to Rachel, didn't marry Rachel, and then Levi died, so because the Maima is not a full marriage, so the Nochris, meaning Shprinza, is Mechuyov, maybe in some kind of a, she needs to be released from the Yavon, from Shimon. She has to give Chalitza, but he can't do Yibum because there is a Maimer, and the Maimer prevents her from marrying her because she's Soros Achus Ishtoi if the Maimer worked. So look at the Gemara, Shlishachim, Shtai, Mem, Nasim, Shtai, Achayos, Vechulei. So like, well, Ben Rabbanon and Ben Shimon, Moedibo, here Rabbanon and Reb Shimon, they argue what is a Maimer, they will agree in this case. And the Gemara goes on to explain, Kerabani in such a kono mimer kenegdo osur bitzara. Fit such a loikon abo mimer kenegdo mutu bitzara. Meaning, according to Rabbanon, mimer, at some point, at a certain extent, it works, and to a certain extent, it does not work. There's a tzad that's koine, there's a tzad that's not koine. It doesn't work fully. So if it does work, so you cannot marry the tzara, because there's the tzara serva. And for the tzad that it does not work, you could marry the tzara. That's what you do, chalitza na'ibum. Kerab Shimon, that it's not a tzad and a tzad. It's a suffix if mimer works at all or works completely. So kono mimer, if it works completely, shteyem asuris, meaning both the sister and the tzara saucer. Like kono mimer, harishayna asura v'shteyem uteris. The first one, meaning the one who was married to the brother, she's asur, but the shteyem uteris because the mimer did not work. Misofik chalatz v'lo misabemis. That's how she does chalitza and ayibum. So according to Rabbanon, it's not a suffix. It's a vaday half works. So for that half, you can do chalitza. For the other half, you could do chalitza. According to Reb Shimon, it's maybe fully works, maybe not. So again, you do chalitza and not yibum. Halacha vav zok demishta. Shloisha achim shtayim em nusim shtei achayis. Again, three brothers, two married to two sisters. Ve'echad nosu nochris. And the third one is married to a woman who's not a sister. Umeis nosu nochris. The one who's married, the nochris, died. Ve'echad nos echad mehem es ishtar v'meis. Now, one of the brothers who's married the sisters does a yibum to this woman who's not a sister. And now that brother died, Rishoyner Tzom Shumachos Ishto. So the first one, meaning his original wife, is the sister of the wife of the remaining brother, and therefore the brother can't do yibum to her. And the second one is a tzara only. Also, b'mayimer v'meis. If it was only a mimer and not a full yibum, so again, this chalitza na'ibum, because if it's a full marriage, so you have your tzara seva, and if it's not a full marriage, you don't have a tzara seva, it's a maimer, so you can do only chalitza no yibum. Says the Gemara, Shloshachim, Shtavim, Sushti Achai, it's the court of the Mishnah, Vechulei. And again, Ben Rabbanim, Reb Shimon, Moedibo, both according to Rabbanim, Shimon, it's going to work for the same logic that we said before. According to Rabbanon, it's somewhat work, somewhat not work. According to Reb Shimon, it's a suffix. So in both cases, you do chalitza no yibum. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Yevamis Dav Yud Ches.